Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Scott Zolek. And Scott, we learned a lot here preseason week one, the Patriots versus the Redskins. Obviously, the Pats not able to get it done. But what did we learn specifically about the quarterback position? Ryan Mallett started the game. Jimmy Garoppolo ended it.
People that are into stats, I think it's a cut-and-dry business. The guy that moves the football team is going to play, and I think that's the reason Tom Brady's still playing 15 years into it. He puts the team in the end zone. Garoppolo showed the ability to do that tonight. Now, granted, it was the second half, and you're dealing with lesser competition. So to be fair to Mallett, he had some breakdowns up front, but at times when he did have some protection, there were some errant balls, and things just didn't come together tonight for Ryan, period.
Yeah. Let's talk about the other side of the ball. The depth at cornerback, Malcolm Butler, was able to get his hand on it a couple of times, but the depth at the, in the secondary, linebackers in general, just your thoughts on the defense that we saw tonight.
I think there's extreme concerns. If you lose Jerod Mayo, you lose Jamie Collins or Dante Hightower, somebody else has got to step up. Beharnes had some opportunities. Fleming looks like he's a strong player. He's had a nice camp. But for the most part, you know, you look at the secondary, too. Malcolm Butler, I thought he played three nice pass-defended balls where he got his head around. You'll see young corners that will only look at the receiver and have pass interference. Every ball that was in the end zone, he turned and looked for it. So he's going to get the breaks if there's going to be contact down the field. He was the lone bright spot tonight, I thought, defensively for them. And let's face it, I mean, you got 11 starters scratch tonight right before kickoff. That kind of sets the tone as a downer for everybody else. But nobody responded with the opportunity to play football.
Well, and as Coach Belichick said today, they certainly have a long way to go. And as things go in New England, they will turn the page, get ready to face the Philadelphia
Eagles. Big
thing
tonight, this didn't count. So
yeah, there you go. Preseason. Right, it's just
cause
the preseason.
Cause a panic. Yeah.
That'll do it for Zoe and myself from FedEx Field, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.